The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvach Daf Kuf. We have in the discussion of Aninus, which leads into the discussion of what was going on by Aaron and Bono, when Nadav Aviv were killed, what were they roi for, what were they not roi for. In any case, the Gemara discusses by us the din of Aninus, which is learned out of that parasha, that tragic parasha. And the way Rashi cheshmans out by us in Daf Kuf from an Aleph is that in the Braisa of Korban Pesach, where a person was Meis Lemeis Be'er of Pesach, if the Meis Lemeis before Chatzos, the Braisa says, so then the Halach is he can't bring a Korban Pesach because he's not Roy L'Shiluach Korban Oysa. That means that since the morning of Erev Pesach is not the Zman, Korban Pesach is only becomes a mitzvah b'chatzois, so in the morning before the regel of Korban Pesach, the Halach is already an Oynin, is not Shalech Korban Oysav. An Oynin cannot have a Korban bought for him. Masha'enken, if the mess was Rachman Tzal Meis Lemeis after Chatzois, so Memela, before the Meis Lemeis and was Chalon him, and Din Aninus was Chalon him already, the Din Regel, the Din Yom Tiv, the Din to bring the Korban Pesach. So Memela, that's Doichad Aninus is not Chalon him. And then he can bring the Korban Pesach, and he's Oichel Balayla. Aye, how's the Oichel Balayla? L'choiro. You have the same problem. You can bring the Korban Achilo. So Rashi speaks out that Aninus Laila is Derabonon. There's one Mandama, we have Machlokes Tanoim by us, Machlokes in the Gemara. If you hold Aninus Laila Midderabonon, you're going to have to explain differently. If Aninus Laila is Midderabonon, that means the Aninus of the night after the day of the Meis Lemeis, when it becomes that he has a korov who died, he has to be misaskim b'kvur also, is the laila following also b'chlal aninus deraisa? Rashi says no, because if it was, you wouldn't be able to eat. Now l'chayru, we should be able to answer without that. We should be, Rashi shouldn't need that, because you should be able to say that once the aninus was chal on him by yoim, after was already the regal of Havos Korban Pesach. So the same way it's Doicha the Aninus from being Chal on him, and he's Roy to bring a Korban Pesach, he's Roy to eat also the Aninus wasn't Chal. That not. The Arsamech explains in Hilchas Bias Migdosh Perkin basically, learns up the Rashi, that L'chor, what's going on is that Rashi would only be able to say this Cheshmin, that the regal is Chal before the Aninus, only Legabi Shiluach Korban Pesach. It's two distinct dinim. There's one din that an oinin is not shalech korban oisav. Oval kol shiva is not shalech korban oisav. The korban has to be brought in a state, the Gemara says, of shlemus. He's not in a state of shlemus, in a state he's broken. A broken person does not send a korban. It's a psul in him. He's not in a state of readiness to have a korban, to have a korban mechaper, metaken, miratze for him. Einay shalech korban oisav kol shiva as yomim. That with Deicha, because there's a regal, and a regal is Deicha, same way, Meis Lemeis, the Alochi is that, when it's Bavelus, the middle of Bavelus is, the Bavelus is Nidcha, is stopped, is Nifsak, Ayide regal, the regal stops that Ninus from being called him in the first place. But that's true only like Abishalul Kabinosev. There's another din. An Oinin is not Eichel Kabinosev. An oichel is not oichel b'kachim. That we learn out from the parasha of Aaron Ubonov. If that's true, that din would be despite the fact that it's a regal. This needs definition. L'chor, the Hezber is, that even though the din of Aninus is not chal, the halachic definition of an oinin is not chal on him, and that's why, or maybe say differently, the oinin can't be shalech korban oisav mitzad, an expression of his tzar. He's right now being the snayeg aniug of avelus of tzar, he can't send korbanos, it's a stira. That he doesn't have. Why? Because the yomtiv, the regal, is doich of that state from being part of his hanhoga. But what is he be'etzim? Is he not a person who's baninus? He's not a person who's meisim mutal lefonov. Achilas korban is not totally in a certain act. Achilas korban is an expression of who he is. The achila is him bringing the korban, making the korban part of himself. Lamaisa, he's anoinin. He's not noig aninus. He doesn't have the din on it, but he is anoinin. And if he's anoinin, he's not eichel b'kachim. Let's take this further. The din of avelus have in them, what we just described is, aninus, avelus, have in them, A, that the person be'etzem is an oval, is a person be'etzem who's in a broken state, and then there's the dinim that result thereof. The dinim that result thereof, the state of nihigus, the state of hanhaga, behavior, and maisim, that are a toitso of being that, of being an oin and being an oval, are true, legabi shalecha benoisof. But legabi achilas korbonis is not something that he does. Achilas korbonis is him. So he might not have the dinim of being noyeg klapei chutz, but achilas kachim would mean that he's not an oinin at all. And that's not true. An oinin is an oinin, even though it's berego, which is why, let's say, we have the din of dvarim shebetzinim. Let's say Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. A simple example. Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos with doiche Tisha B'Av kamei Shabbos, and there are no dinim of Tisha B'Av, dvarim shebetzinim, where it's not a function of avelus, of new klapechut, it's a shayla of what is the person? Betzim it's Tisha B'Av, he's in a state of avelus. So that would yebin again, and that's true by every avel on Shabbos. Shabbos is doicha avelus, but not like dvarim shebetzinim. Now, let's go further. The Osameach brings, in this context, the Tosfos read in Moed Kotan Daf Yudal, that says, l'gabe a Kohen Gadol is Ovid Baninus. The halacha is that a Kohen Gadol, we learn that again, of the parasha of Aaron HaKohen, a Kohen Gadol is Al Yaitzim in HaMikdosh, he's not Noeg Aninus, he's Makrev Afilu Baninus. So the dinim of Aninus are not chal on him. Says the Tosfos read, it would be true that he'd be Oichol Karbonis as well. And the Sameach argues on Tosfos, he says, L'chor, the Chafil Cheshm that we just made, the dinim that a Kohen Gadol does not have nihugim, does not have anoga al yaitzim in amigdosh, the pasuk says. Aaron HaKohen has to stay in his state, his din is to continue being lamed l'shoros l'fnei Hashem. That's true, but he was an oinin. If he's an oinin, he can't eat kochim. It's two distinct dinim, that's l'chor what's moving in front of us. Why would there be a difference? Meaning, saying the Taisud L'chor, on the one hand, by us in the Sugya is Mavur, that even when there's a Dchiyah of the din of Vaninus Kamei Rego, which a Kohen Gadol is Kulei Rego, Kulei Moed, the Gemara says in Moed Katan, and L'chor, he doesn't have dinim of Vaninus L'gabi serving, L'gabi Avoidor, L'gabi Shalei HaKor B'Noisov, but Achila is something else. Achila has to do with the existential state of the person, not Halacha. It has to do with his state. His state is Aninus, he's an oval. So Mameli is not allowed to eat kachim. That L'chor should be true L'gabe, the Kohen Gadol also. So, Rabbi Tzvi Lipanovitcher was brought down as Rabbi Tzvi Lipanovitcher in Zechi Yitzchok, says a chap, and he says, it's before in the Gemara, in several places, in Psochim, in Chagiga, that Laila Rishonu Shel HaChag Ein Mitzvah Simcha. The existential state of Rego, which is Doicha Aninus, is a chiyuv for everybody to be in the state of Simcha. That's Doicha the Chalois of the Aninus. Laila Rishonu the Chag, there's no mitzvah of Simcha. We'll soon see what that means. The Gemara says that if that's true, so then what you could say is that Be'etzem, the state of Regel, should be Doicha, even Legabed Achilas Kotrim. He'll argue, the Tosfos argues on our whole hypothesis, the way that Asamech is Matmiya. What do you do with the right by us, that if Aninus Laila would have been Deraisa, he would not have been able to eat Kotrim? Yeah, that's because at night, it's only Laila Rishon, it's not the Regel of Havos HaKorban. It's also not the Zman, it's not Bayoim. It doesn't have the regular mitzvah of Simchas Yomtiv. Simela over there, the Aninus could be Chal on him. The Aninus would be Chal, he wouldn't be allowed to eat Kachim. But Be'etzim, if Aninus would be Nidcha Kamei Regel, he'd be also allowed to eat Kachim. That's the we'll have to say Lefid HaTaisvid. That's Rabbi Tzvi Lipanovitch's approach. There's a famous Chiddush of the Chaznish that says that even though by other Yomtiv, the first night of Yomtiv does not have the mitzvah of Simcha, but that's not true Lagabi Pesach. Since you see Mufurish that it's the Zman, The Iker Mitzvahs Hayoim of Pesach Matzah, Moro, Korban Pesach, is Balailo. So that's clearly the Iker Zman of Simchas Yomtiv. That's the Chiddush of the Chaznish. The Pachad Yitzchok is very Meirich on this Chaznish to define the state of Simcha the first night of Pesach. If that's true, so then Rabbi Tzvi Lipanovitch's Chiddush is incorrect. Besides for that, Bar Mindain, there's another point which is important to our to our definition, where a person has his existential state, what he is, and then there's the halachos that he's mechuyev to be noyik, and it could be the halachos and nitka, but he himself has that state, that emotional state of aninus, and that would create in him and din to be also bekotchim. The Sefer Emek Brocha brings from Reb Chaim, the Talmudic of the Brisker Rav, he brings from Reb Chaim Brisker, that even that, the Arayas, that even Balayla Rishoyna, even Balayla Rishoyna, where there is no mitzvah of Simcha, that only means there's no din to be knowing the mitzvah of Simcha. What's the mitzvah of Simcha? It's Mavur in the Gemara and Chagigah. That the expression of that is to bring karbonis and to eat basal kachem. Laila Rishoyna is no such din, because Laila Rishoyna, you don't bring karbonis. You weren't mechuyev to bring a carbon Erev Pesach to have basal kachem the first night. The din that you should be makriv shalmei simcha in order to eat basal kachem was only chal on the first morning of Yaptiv. But the existential, that's the mitzvah, the niug of simcha. But the etzim state of simcha b'yomtiv is of course the first night. If anything, we say Shechiyonah the first night, that's when we feel the Ikar Simchas Yomtiv. Simchas Yomtiv that's supposed to be felt, the emotional state that a person is supposed to be in on Yomtiv, is of course there the first night. If that's true, then Lagabi Achilas Kachim, that wouldn't be an out. Achilas Kachim, like we said, is totally in the existential state of the person. It's not Nihugim. This is the same thing. Reb Chaim says, L'Marshal, that if there's no mitzvah simcha, that does not mean, let's say, that you're allowed to say a hesped the first night of Yom Tov. Because saying a hesped destroys that existential state of simcha, and there is the same mitzvah existentially of Yisamach Sameach on the first night of Yom Tov, of Simchas Yom Tov, the first night of Yom Tov, as there is the other 7 days. So Smachtim Lefnei Hashem Lekechem is the first night also, even though it's not Mechayiv taking a lulav and esrig, it's not Mechayiv bringing Shalmei Simcha, but existentially, the state is the state of Simcha. So Avelus would be also, to be Masbin, be also to be Noig Minhagi Avelus. Also Achilles Kotchim would be also. Samel, that wouldn't be a teretz to be Miyashiv the Taisis Rid. The problem only with this cheshbon is that it's meduyik in Rashi, not exactly like the cheshbon we just said. The way we just said, the din of, if the regal is chal, it's doichada, the onset of the aninus, or it's mafsik the aninus when it comes, but it has nothing to do with achilas kachem, would be meduyik l'choira in Rashi by us, that let's say the mess was not mess la mess be'erev Pesach, right? That's what Rashi is explaining. Mess la mess be'erev Pesach after Chatzoy Semel, the regal is there. What about mess la mess leil Pesach itself on the first night? Would he be allowed to eat kachem? It sounds like yes. It sounds like the reason why he's not allowed to eat kachem is only because the aninus was there, and aninus laila, if it would be deraisa, would be doicha, the mitzvah of the achilas kachem, and he wouldn't be allowed to eat. But let's say the mess was mess, taka by leil seder. So then the halacha would be, it would be also to eat kachem. Sorry, the other way. The reason why he's allowed to eat kachem, the reason why he'd be also to eat kachem, if aninus lalu would be deraisa, is because the aninus was mes lemes erev Pesach, and before the mitzvah achilu, which comes about only leil tezvah b'leil seder, it's only chala by nightfall, he's already an oinin. He's an oinin legabi mitzvah achilu. But what it would be, let's say mes lemes leil Pesach, if it's leil Pesach, so then the mitzvah achilu was chal before the mitzvah aninus. It sounds like it would be meduyik in Rashi. Then in that case, he'd be oichel. What do you mean? We just said that all these halachas of tchia, of who has kedim of what, doesn't change his existential state of being an oinim. It's possible, and this is a chiddush that's discussed by Achronim, that Rashi is coming lafuk is something else. What would be, let's say, leil Pesach taka mes lemes? He already had the mitzvah of achilas kachem. But still, existentially, he's an oinim, like we said. He doesn't have the dinim of aninus, because the mitzvah of achilas kachem is already there. It's doiche vi aninus, but he's an oinin. What happens after the kvurim? Oinin is always a discussion. Aninus is mederais, we learned that out of Aaron Ubonov. Aninus is the mes lemes before the kvurim. And there's a whole discussion, what is aninus? The chur aninus is only the halachas that we have, Rahman Slan. Lo yoleinu ve lo yal kol echod ve echod. Aninus is before Kvura, before Avelus is Chal, and the 7 days of Avelus are La'acha the Kvura. Aninus Yoim, and then there's Aninus Laila, which includes L'chayra after the Kvura. But that's not so poshut. It's possible that there's two distinct facets of Aninus. Rashi seems to indicate, earlier, that Tezvama Mebeis, Rashi says that Psul Einin Lavoida is called Zman Shele Nikbar Hameis. Now, it happens to be that the Gemara before is not the way. The Gemara, by us, on Kufa Mebeis says, the Chol Yoim Hamiso, the Gemara calls it Yoim Mar, the whole day is a day that has the Din of Derais of Aninus. Why is Rashi saying that's only until Kvura? So it's possible that there's two distinct facets of Aninus. There's the state of Mes Lemes, Mesim Utlefonov. The state that he's in of Aninus, that Mesim Utlefonov could be is only before the Kvura. After the Kvura, he's not Be'etzim in Aninus, he's not Mesim Utlefonov. There's Chiyuvi Avelus, but he's not Mesim Utlefonov. It's on the same day that he was in Aninus. No, he's not in the state, he's not in that emotional state, he's not Be'etzim in Aninus. So Memela Mitzad, that din would be possible to eat kachim. What din do you have? There's a second din, and that's the din Legabi Avoido. The din of Achilles Kachim has that din also, that it's chal in a person that had Mesim Mutlefonov. Today is the Yoim Marhu. It's today for this person was chal on him a din that today is the day that he's possible kachim. That din is a din in the day. If it's true in the, if it's chalois in him for that day, what's chal in him is that state. Of that halachic state of being anointed, that's true both l'fnei akvura, both l'acha akvura. Rashi and Daf Tezvav and Beis was just defining be'etzem what anointed is. But how long is that state incumbent on him? It's chal on him the whole day. But that's a halacha state. Memel, that legabe after the kvura would only be negei legabe avoid. Legabe achilas kochim, like we said, he wouldn't be able to eat kachim. But what happens, let's say, he doesn't have a halachic state of anointing, because the mitzvah sachil, let's say, meis lemeis achmon al-tzlan leo pesach. So he already had the din of a regal, so the din of aninus can impose a halachic state of anointing on him. What are you coming at us with? You're saying, but lemeise, he can't eat kachim because he's in a state of meis mutl lefonov. He's not. We're talking about la'acha akvuru. If it's la'acha akvuru, he's not be'etzem, in a matziv, in an emotional state of Mesim Utlefonov. It was chal on him that today is a day, a yoim mar, of Mesim Utlefonov. But that then he doesn't have. It's not chal on him because it's not coming to mitzvah achila of Karban Pesach. So again, just to give a little bit of structure. What we explained is that the psul avoido isn't an expression of his emotional state be'etzem. It's just that that state creates on him a halachic definition of psul of oinin. That psul, like we said, is both before the kvura la'acha kvura. The psul avoido, if the din is that now, right now, it was already regel, which is by meis lameis after chatzois, it was already chal on him the din yomtiv. So then the halacha is that the halachic state with the chalois dine aninus will not be chal on him. It's nitcha. We said that still he'd be also to eat kachim. Why? Because lameisa. Emotionally, he's in a state of aninus. That's not a state of achilas kachim. That's totally in the essential state that he's in. That's not totally in halachically what's chal on him, even if the halachic din is nidcha, but lamaise be'etzem, he's an oinin. That din he would have legabe achilas kachim. That din of the, what he is be'etzem, legabe aninus, is totally in the kvura. After the kvura, this that the whole din, the whole day, has, like the Gemara says, Be'os, state of aninus, both lefnei kvur, both la'achak kvur. That's a halachic state, that's not an emotional state. That emotional state, which would take away the ability to eat kachim, even where there's a tchiyo, kamei regel, is only true lefnei kvur, not la'achak kvur.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.